Masechet Kelim Perek Bet Mishnah He. We'll talk about covers that are made of earthenware in this Mishnah. Wine jugs and oil jugs had covers that went on top that were curved, which if you flip them over, they could serve as a container. Mishnah says, Kisui kade yayin vekade shemen. These wine and oil jug covers. Vekisui havayot neyarot. And also the covers of barrels called neyarot, which are tall and hollow on the inside and could serve as containers when they're turned over as well. Tehorin, they're considered to be tahor. They cannot become tameh because they're meant to be used with their insides facing down and they're not supposed to be used as containers. But if he designated the covers to be used as containers, they are able to become tameh. The Torah tells us that for a earthenware utensil to become tameh, only when the tum'ah falls el tocho, inside of it, which implies that there is a use to the inside. Here, there's no use to the inside, it's just a covering. What we're saying here that if he designated it to be used as a container, it's in addition to the cover. You don't have to physically change anything for it to have the ability to become tameh, but it's a certain mindset on what the usage of this item is going to be going forward. Kisui halefas, a cover, a curved cover of a pot. Bizman shehu nakuv v'yesh lo hidud, when there's a hole in it or it has a handle on top, there's a hole sometimes to allow the steam from inside to escape. Tahor is considered to be pure because of the hole and the handle that's pointed make it unfit to be used as a container even when it's turned upside down. It has a hole, then liquid doesn't have the ability to stay in there. If it's pointed on top, then when you flip it on the other, when you flip it around, it has there's nowhere flat that it could be supported by placing it down. So therefore, it always stays pure, and it's not something that has the ability to become tameh. Vim eno naku ve'en lo hidud tameh. But if it does not have a handle, so that when it's turned over now, it could lie flat. It's fit to become tameh, and therefore. A woman, when she's cooking, she strains the vegetables into it. She removes the vegetables from the pot. She puts them into this overturned cover to let the water drip off of them. She'll do this commonly, even though this is normally a cover of a pot, since the container use of separating the vegetables from the liquid is done commonly, it is now considered to be a keli, and it has the ability to become impure. Nibili Ezer Bar Sadok Omer Mipenesh Hi Hofechet Alav Et Harunki, says Rabbi Eliezer Bar Sadok, the cover is considered a container because the housewife usually dumps the stewed vegetables onto it in order to mash them. There's no machloket here between Rabbi Eliezer Bar Sadok and Tarakama, just each one of them is saying what the container top would be used for. And therefore now it has the ability to become tameh. According to the Rabbi Eliezer Bar Sadok, when vegetables are cooked to a point where they stick together and they become one mess, they're called here runki. So therefore, the cover was used in order to dump the vegetables onto it and then it would be smashed.